Let's go. We got a quorum. Let's go.
We got it.
Right there. Good afternoon. We are going to go ahead and start our meeting of the Amador Air District Board of Directors. And we're going to start. We have a quorum. And here's Mr. Forrester.
We have a quorum, yes.
And let's begin by the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. Okay, approval of the agenda.
I'll move to approve, Madam Chair.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I think we have to.
I'm sorry.
It's Susan's and Bruce's vote.
Okay.
Do you want to call that, Herminia?
I do.
Okay.
Richard Forrester?
Aye.
Frank Gax?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Susan Braxtad?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Public matters not on the agenda. We have anybody from the public that would like to speak at this time on any item not on the agenda? Nobody on Zoom? So not seeing anyone, we will move on to administrative matters, starting with the minutes. Everybody have a chance to review the minutes? Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments, corrections?
No, I looked through it, so, yeah.
If not, I'll entertain
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as is.
A motion second. To approve, and a second from Brian Onetto. And roll call.
Richard Forrester?
Aye.
Frank Gax?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
Susan Braxtad?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion approved. Next one is the Small Lawn Equipment Rebate Program, SLRP.
Rather unfortunate name.
I just don't get why they would have gone there, but Herminia.
I'll blame David for it. Good afternoon, board members. Herminia Perry, Air Pollution Control Officer. So what you guys have is our small lawn equipment rebate program. I brought it to you guys at our previous board meeting in August with the rough draft of the program. And I promised to bring it back to you this meeting around so that we could actually move forward and get it approved. The gist of the program is we have $40,000 that we put in our budget for this year, and it is to incentivize our residents to purchase all electric pieces of equipment for their lawn care. We have two options. Option one would be the purchase of a new electric lawn and yard equipment with verified disposal of old gas or diesel-powered equipment. So they would purchase their new electric equipment. They would dispose of either an old gas or diesel-powered equipment. They would take it to ACES. ACES would sign off on it, and then they would bring back the application to me with that. That one has a bigger incentive amount, so it's more appealing to people. We also thought about those people that didn't have anything but are trying to move more with the green incentive. So we did option two, which was the purchase of a new electric lawn or yard equipment or replacement of batteries. I know Jeff Brown at our last meeting mentioned that he would like to see batteries because they're expensive. So I did include that in there. That option, the incentive, is only $50, but it could cover pretty much the whole cost of the batteries. And that one doesn't require any disposal of an old piece of equipment. The program requirements and eligibility, guidelines, and application are attached for your review. And at this point, I would ask for a recommendation to approve staff to proceed with the program implementation.
Herminia, just a few quick questions. So would that include like electric chainsaws too?
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then air blowers and things?
Correct, yeah.
Roughly how many do you think we'd have, like at $50 a pop or $100 a pop?
Those ones, again, option one or option two, if you have an old piece of equipment, your incentive is a lot bigger and you're more enticed to be able to do that. Ultimately, we did toss around, what if people go to yard sales and get old pieces of equipment? They're still getting disposed of. They're still not getting used anymore because they have to turn it in to ACES. So I do think that this program is going to have a slow start to it just because for people upcountry, it might not be as enticing to get something that's electric because the battery technology is not quite there yet to last a whole project if they're doing something big out in their property. But it could be geared a lot to our residents in our incorporated cities that have neighbors, the elderly people that can't pull a string to start their electric or their gas or diesel powered equipment. So I don't know how much it's going to go, but you know, I'm hoping that the $40,000 that we have will get a good chunk of it utilized, and then perhaps if by next year it will have more momentum.
So we have $40,000.
We have $40,000 in our budget for it.
Okay, that's good.
You know, a question I'd have.
Yes, sir.
We're getting more and more electric cars, more and more electric equipment, and then we have authorities at be saying, "Don't charge your electric car. Don't this. Don't that." I really wonder.
It's a catch-22. Yeah, you know, the state is trying very hard to move into a zero-emission state, yep. And you know, at this point, the Air District, all we can do is try to help.
And not to be a broken record, but I lay dollars to donuts, the amount of air pollution, whatever, however you want to quantify it, that these fires we've been having have been putting out are probably have ran over and chomped on all the past efforts of the last 25 years of cleaning up there or whatever. Not trying to give you a hard time. I don't want to shoot the messenger, but
no, I totally understand.
Some of my frustration, I've seen the mess in the forest coming for years, and now it's here. We've had entire towns burn up.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go down to the state capitol and switch them, but I don't think it'd do much good. unless you could switch them as far as a switch, physical, like a on and off light
on
switch,
and
that
off
might
lights,
work.
Yep.
I think anybody that feels that we can achieve zero emissions someday is delusional. Absolutely.
Yep.
All I can say.
Okay. Any other comments from anyone on the program?
I do under option two. So a person can just buy the equipment new or buy replacement batteries?
Yes. And they'll only get $50.
Are board members eligible for that? $50 is not going to go very far.
Yes. Yes. I mean, there's no restrictions on who is eligible for it or not. So as long as you guys are replacing something or an option two, as long as you go in and buy something that is green, then you're eligible. Just bring me back the receipt and the filled out application.
Yeah, I bought a new one for my son-in-law for Christmas. We draw names, so we spend a little bit more, but yep. I didn't intend on spending that much more because I bought him the weed eater. Would they give you a battery, but uh-huh. The battery's only the 15-minute battery.
Correct, yes.
So then I said, well, that's not good enough. Give me the 45-minute battery, which really lasts half an hour. It costs almost as much as the whole other package did.
Yeah.
Oh, it really, it's right now, it's I can't blame them for making money where they can make it, but I don't see how these big operators, landscapers, and people are going to operate without a truck full batteries and a generator behind them.
Yeah.
Well, I know how they're going to do it. They'll be out at midnight with their gas-powered weed eater. With a big muffler.
Well, I saw a picture of an electric bus yesterday, but behind the electric bus was a diesel pickup pulling a diesel generator.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments?
Do you feel the love we have for this program?
Well, I'll add to Brian's, and that was not only do they tell you not to use the power, but that's when they're letting you have power. So they turn the switch of power off, which I've had at my house. So quite a few days.
Part of the problem is our legislature needs to be educated. I mean, the governor and members of the legislature, Republicans, Democrats, anybody else, just don't live in reality to know how this equipment operates or doesn't operate efficiently.
You know, one thing I'd say, too,
they don't use the equipment themselves. They don't know.
I'd say maybe if you're down in a city with a small lot, you got a small lawn, it's probably wonderful. Probably works very well. But if you got a good-sized lot with a lot of weeds and whatever else, it's probably not going to work real well.
Correct, and that's why I said I think this program is going to be very beneficial to those people that are within city limits that have their small little lawns that, you know, gas or diesel-powered engine is too much for them. The elderly is also going to be benefited from this as well. So I totally agree with everything that you guys have said, you know, but our next is to try to clean the air. That's where the air district. So we may not all agree with the requirements of the state. And, you know, CARB or CAPCOA, the agency that I belong to, we have tried to make it a point to the legislative that, you know, a one plan for all does not fit all. We are a very rural county that, you know, implementing stuff like zero emission is very hard for us, and it doesn't work for us. You know, when we have PSPS events and we lose power for a week long, there's no generator that's going to have batteries that's going to be able to. And if we have batteries, how are we going to charge them? So, you know, it just, the mold that they're trying to do doesn't fit all of us, and they should be able, it would be nice if they were able to understand that.
What's the reply? I mean, what do they say when you tell them that?
It's, you know, for them, it's a one-stop thing. You know, they can't pick and choose who gets to do it or who doesn't get to do it. It's, you know, we put this, and realistically, they don't care. You know, it's,
I think that's probably the answer.
That's, you know, they just, for them, they're checking off the box that they're doing everything that they think is great for California and for residents. And, you know, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt that their mind is in the right place, but they're just not implementing it correctly.
Realistic.
Exactly. Like, they're just not, the amount of stuff that comes in through my inbox with from CARB saying, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We're like, really, people? Like, that's what, you know, it just, it's, there's so much that they don't realize. And, you know, the rural counties are putting up a fight. They do voice their opinions, but it's CARB.
Okay, we have any comments from anybody on Zoom or is that monitored by somebody or we do that? Can you speak up? No comments? Okay, any other questions or comments here? And what would the board like to do on this?
Well, we've got the money in the
Might as well.
I make a motion to direct staff to proceed with the program and implement it. Let's see how it works.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion by Frank, a second by Bob.
Richard Forster.
Thank you.
Richard?
Yes. I'm thinking about it.
We can come back.
Skip over you.
Aye.
Okay.
Frank Axe.
Aye.
Linda Rianda.
Aye.
Bob Stimson.
Aye.
Pat Crew.
Aye.
Ryan Onetto.
I'm abstaining.
Susan Bragstad.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, so the motion passes. There was one abstention.
Nice looking form you came up with.
Thank you, right?
Yes. Well done.
Tell us about presentation.
You can read it.
They're all very nice, actually.
Yeah, not a lot of legalese in it.
Yeah, it's just the acronym is a bit unfortunate.
I know, David.
Well, and if you don't use slurp, it's sore.
Yeah, so that's not even, that's not better.
Yeah, it's like
I prefer the sore.
Correct. Okay.
Fester.
Next agenda item, special project, Sutter Creek Fire Station Chipper. Discussion and possible answers. So, Herminia.
So we have a special project request, came into the Amador Air District for a grant project that does not fit into the district's existing grant programs. Staff operates district grant programs within the constraints of our programs as they are approved by the board. However, when a special request comes in, we will seek the direction from the board for handling such request. I have been approached by Bruce Smith from Amador City and Fire Chief Dominic Moreno from Sutter Creek Fire Station regarding the Air District potentially assisting the fire station in the purchase of a new chipper. The community has raised approximately $7,000 to $7,500. Fire Chief Moreno also believes it could reduce the current spending on the greenway spend. The new chipper would allow the community to have less burn piles, specifically around creek cleaning. Specification sheets on the chipper and a price was provided by Bruce Smith were attached to your packet. At this time, the recommendation would be to provide direction to staff on the Sutter Creek Fire Station request. And I don't know if, Dominic, you want to come speak to it.
You get done passing them, I got a question for you on it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Hi, Dominic Marino, Sutter Creek Fire. What we're trying to do is we're trying to evolve and make our community safer. So the Green Waste Program has been a great program for not just Sutter Creek, Amherst City, but it's utilized by everybody in the county. We have people from Pine Grove, Ione, Jackson, Plymouth coming in to use that bin there. I'm not sure how much was taken out last year, but the year before, I believe it was around 120 tons worth of material was hauled out in that 1 year. So I did a little calculations. It comes out to, if you put it on the ground, it works out to a pound per square foot over 5 acres. So it's a pretty good sized amount of material is removed. So we know that the cost of the program has been one of the concerns. So what we're trying to do is say how we can reduce the cost of the program. And one of the ways to reduce it is to reduce the amount of times it gets transferred out. So there's times, usually it gets transferred out twice a week. It's like we're going to be calling in to get a dumpster for tomorrow. So we had one on Friday. We're getting one probably tomorrow. We'll probably get another one on Friday. So now we're using about 2 a week. Sometimes during the summer, we actually will go through 3 a week of dumpster changeouts. So the plan is to get a chipper, find another used dumpster, have a dumpster there next to the existing green waste that we would chip usable chip material into. And it'd do one of two things. Either it'd chip there so people can come back and recycle it back into the community, so they can come down, pick up chips, and reinstall them back in the community. Or if they're not picked up, we can actually haul them out, but you'll have a lot more chips, a lot more material in the bin than you normally would. So normally we have large amounts of air in there, so it would make up a difference with that. So if you look at the second page there, it shows a green waste bin. We actually have a tractor that was donated to us by ACES. That's the tractor you see. So we actually, when a bin leaves the property there, it is packed. So we basically, people come and fill it up, we push it in. People fill it up, we keep pushing it in. So it's not like it's just people put stuff in and close the door. So we actually, if we didn't have a tractor to be able to do this, we'd probably be emptying it 3 or 4 times a week. So that really cut down by ACES donating that tractor, allows us to compact that dumpster.
Is that tractor approved by the Air Board?
I believe it's not. I believe it has a red light on the top, though, so it's exempt. So it's very beneficial for us to have. It also has a clamshell on it, which allows us to pick stuff up with it. As part of our project with the chipping, we'd also go around neighborhoods, pick up stuff to bring back to chip or chip at site. So that's the way to green waste management. Other part of our programs is fuel management. We have a dozer that's donated to us, which we put in lines around properties in town and stuff. We also do firing operations, which is actually produces less smoke than it would under fire conditions. So we can control it. We can basically produce We do produce smoke, but we're producing less smoke. And the other benefit is we're burning off areas, so we, instead of a area catching fire and getting into homes, and all of a sudden you're burning up homes and plastics and petroleum products and things like that, we're going to basically, we're actually helping reduce that by burning things off. It also helps reduce the weeds. It also helps put the material back into the soil, makes the soil better. Also helps with water retention rather than water runoff. So it's a very big benefit also doing fuel management. Another thing we do is fuel reduction through animals. We have, surrounding the town, we have a lot of cattle that are being run around town. One thing we've talked about possibly doing in the future is to double fence properties that are around the cities. Example of that would be the Allen property located off the bypass. So what they do is they have a fence, which was right on the bypass, and then there's a fence 100 feet in. And what they do is they run all their cattle and everything in that first area to clean it down, and then they'll move them inland. And what it does, it produces a fire barrier to the city, which is very beneficial. And we'd like to see that's something we're looking at doing, possibly continuing down the road. And then the chipper program. So the chipper program is another element of this. So we have the fuel reduction, animals, we have the burning of it, we have the green waste pin. Now we get into the chipper program. Chipper program would be threefold. We basically chip waste that comes to the fire station, put it in a bin to be either reused or hauled out at a lesser cost, since it would be hauled out less often. The other plan would be to go around and do chipping days around town, where we'd actually set up to say we're going to be coming down Spanish Street or be coming down East School Street. People can bring their stuff to the curb. We'll chip it, either chip it and leave it if they want it, or chip it and haul it. And the last one would be the cleaning of the roadways and right-of-ways. And a good example why we need that is go look at Shake Ridge Road. The county went and cleaned Shake Ridge Road pretty much from the city of Sutter Creek all the way to Stage Road. They actually missed a piece in between Oneto's for some reason. I don't know why. But it looks very good. They basically cleaned up the trees. And what it does two things. It helps with evacuations, so you don't have fuel right on the side of the road. It also helps us if we have to fight fires. It gives us a better barrier to fight off of rather than a narrow road with growth right along the sides. So chipper program will help us with that also, where we can clean things up alongside the right-of-ways and the roads. So if you look at the last page, basically, you know, green waste, recycling, fuel management, using fire, cattle, goats, logging, chipping, all come together, and it makes for a better Amador County. So that's our proposal.
Chief, I know you mash it in there. You guys pride yourself on that.
Yes.
But you think the air is probably still, what, 20% maybe, a third? That you could by chipping to pick up?
Oh, no, it'd be more than that. If we chip, you'd be surprised how much. If we had a full dumpster and
70%.
My point is that it wouldn't take long to pay it, get our money back if it's $1,300 every time you dump it.
Right.
And that, even if it was only a third.
Right. So there, and that the thing is also, you know, if you're chipping it, throw it back in, or if you're chipping it and just get redistributed back into the community. And I think that's another thing that they look at is trying to recycle locally rather than hauling the stuff elsewhere.
So are you going to then chip it and kind of leave piles of mulch for people to come get?
So the plan is to have another dumpster that we would chip into that dumpster.
Yeah.
And then people can back up with their vehicles or we can use a tractor,
okay,
pull a load and dump in the back of their pickups, and they can take it back with them.
Great.
So I think it's a program. And, again, the program is not just used by the cities. It's used by everybody in the area there. There's a lot. It's been used all over. It's one of those things. I know it's costly, but it'd be, they used to have, I think it was five of them in the county at one time. And we were lucky because we're very protective of ours. So somebody pulls up and they're trying to do something wrong, we go out there, and sometimes we'll just get into fist fights, but we protect it. So that's something that would be nice to get more in the county, but I understand, you know, people throwing trash and stoves and refrigerators in them is pretty hard to do a program.
That's kind of the problem, yeah.
It's a problem, yeah, exactly.
So would the chips be available to landscaping companies too?
Well, we'd probably say no, since the dumpster is not available for landscapers. We'd probably say the same thing. It's not available for landscapers also.
Unless you got too much, then.
Sure. You know, we actually picked
homeowners some up, first.
We picked some up the other day from the high school. They cut a bunch of trees down at the high school, and they were trying to figure where to haul them. So they hauled them over to the fire station. We dispersed them all around the fire.
He was talking chips.
Yeah, that's what we did, the chips. Yeah.
I wouldn't see the program. You know, people are doing commercial work. You don't want to take their stuff.
No.
But it's, you know.
A landscaper bring you a pile of brush and pick up a load of chip.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a landscaper's job.
Yeah. So the way it is now, there's a sign out saying car and tractors aren't allowed to put stuff in the bins.
No, I think it could be a good thing for the community, and it might be cheaper than paying for bins all the time.
That's what we're looking at. It's long term. It's going to have a benefit of possibly cutting the cost down there, and then you have the chipper for the future of doing all the cleaning and stuff.
I think one thing you might want to look at. We talked some. I'm sure you're looking, but the chipper you got there is probably looks like a pretty decent chipper. You might want to get something to talk about if you could find one.
So and that's the thing is one of the things is we put something in there. Obviously, I'm not a chipper person. So obviously we would like input on what would be the best chipper. So obviously we need a chipper that'll chip things, but if we get too big of a chipper, then it's going to. We want good chips that are produced.
You don't want a monster chipper, neither.
No. And that's what we don't want, because then you'll get big old chunks of wood and stuff. What we need is something that it can be. When it's done, people say, "Hey, I want to put that back in my yard." So
I'll bring one by and give you a demonstration. It's a good chipper. I've got one and I use it, and it just runs and runs and runs and runs, and it's user friendly. Plus this one here, I don't know if it matters, but you don't have I don't know if it has a safety bar on it.
Yeah, that was the one we were mostly just putting out because right now, like Brian said, literally nobody has these. You can't find them. You can't find chippers out there. You call people and they're back ordered and everything else. We've been trying to go through guys up there to buy the chipper, and they just have a problem finding availability of chippers. So that's one.
It's the new America.
The new America. Yeah.
Is this roughly what you put in here then? About $12,000 what the cost would be?
That's what we were thinking, the cost of the chipper we're looking at. Again, we don't want a big chipper. We want something we can tow behind a vehicle, but that'll produce good chips. So we're not going to be out there chipping, you know, 10-inch trees and things like that. We're going to be chipping smaller stuff. Mm-hmm. Is the plan.
More out of the yards, so.
The yard stuff, and again, we want to produce good chips that people want to put back in the yard. Because I know I got a load of chips from one company, and some of the stuff was like 6 to 8 inches long, or chunks of wood and stuff. It's just not usable in the yard, so we ended up yanking it out. So, and the stuff we just got was very nice, very small chips, came out really nice. So, and I think that's where people would like to come and get that back and put it back in their yards.
You might be surprised. You may not need a dumpster anymore.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, the person came in, and she has these leaves and stuff. And one of the things I do, I know you're not supposed to say this, but I said, you know, there is the dumpster, but there's also burning. She says, oh, we shouldn't burn. I said, well, you know, we have to burn. It's a natural part of our cycle here. I says, if we don't burn, I says, we're not going to have a place to put all this stuff. So we need to burn stuff. We also need to put the nutrients back in the soil and then burn off the weeds and help the water percolate better back into the ground and stuff like that. So I said it's one of the parts of the cycle. You know, just like we were talking about eliminating the use of fossil fuel tools, it's eliminating fire in the process is the same problem going forward.
I'd wonder, maybe it looks like the community has raised approximately $7,500.
Yes.
I mean, maybe could we match that? That'd probably get you where you need to be, wouldn't it, you think?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Is that your motion?
That's my motion. Make it.
Why? For why what do amount? We have to match it if the price I see is $11,899.90.
Yeah. And that one is more than likely that's probably not the one we're going to buy. We're basically trying to go through guys and get a good American-made, reputable one. And that's where Brian had said he'd bring his by so we can see it. And I think the one you have is a little more expensive.
Probably would be. Not a whole lot. A little bit more. But I don't know if you can find that new at that price. You can find a good used one. And they, as long as they're in decent shape, they run forever. And they're pretty easy to work on. And they're a good chipper. It's a Vermeer. And they got like RDO equipment, has parts down in Sacramento, so you can get your parts, which is really important.
Very much so. blades.
So why don't we do a not to exceed amount then?
Right.
Not to exceed 7,500.
Okay. Not to exceed 7,500.
Who did the second on that?
I'll do the second.
Bob? One question.
Did Bob?
Somebody did. I didn't know who.
I think Frank's got it.
Bob.
Bob.
Under the motion, can I have a question? Madam Chair?
Yes.
Is would your regular turnouts and gloves and everything be sufficient for safety equipment? I know you have goggles and all that.
So. Yes, so our turnouts and everything would be sufficient for that.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
we
you.
Won't have to buy any special gear for the guys or anything.
Okay, thank you.
Question. Right. So I have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion first?
No.
Any questions? Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's roll call. I'm sorry.
We all do.
Richard Forster?
Aye.
Frank Gax?
Aye.
Linda Rianda?
Aye.
Bob Stimson?
Aye.
Pat Crew?
Aye.
Brian Onetto?
Aye.
And Susan Bragstad?
Aye.
And just real quick to clarify, who made the first motion? Was it Brian?
Brian.
Okay.
Thank you. Motion approved.
And what line is this going to come out of?
So we have a couple options. I could take it out of the CCAD program that we have money in there. It makes the most sense just because we haven't had any CCAD programs, so there isn't, we don't have anything lined up. So there is that line item. I could take it out of the line item for the green, the community projects for the smoke reduction bin program, but I would feel more comfortable taking it out of CCAD.
Remind me what CCAD is.
It's our city-county agency diesel program.
Oh, diesel program.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fine. I'm sure we're going to have cost savings from the last agenda item, too.
Correct. Yes.
Nice.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief.
Okay. That takes us up to our updates, information only. Smoke reduction.
So we have APCO updates. We have our smoke reduction bin program, green waste voucher program. I am happy to report that we did our vouchers for the months of July, August, and September. We handed out 450 vouchers during those months. A total of 336 vouchers were used. We have allowed residents to use their September voucher during the month of October because we did get people saying that they didn't have time to use it. We will be starting back up again in April of 2023, and we're going to increase the vouchers to 200 for each month and run the program until September of 2023. So we're going to do 6 months. ACES is giving us a killer deal on these vouchers, and the voucher is up to 4 cubic yards. But if residents take less than 4 cubic yards, ACES is charging me less than what we had originally said that each voucher was about approximately $50 for 4 cubic yards. So they're not charging me per voucher. They're charging me per tonnage of what the residents take. Our month of September was very popular. Within 2 hours, I had already given out more than 100 vouchers up in Pioneer. So that day we ran out of the 150. Overall, people have been very, very appreciative of it after the initial, well, it's not enough. They started learning that, yeah, it was enough, and they were able to come back each month and get another one if they needed it. And I had lots of people turn around and really appreciate the program. So we have that going, and we'll start it back up again in September. Rule 400 resubmission. So back in 2020, Amador Air District submitted Rule 400 to EPA to be included into their state implementation plan. Rule 400 is a new source review that outlined the requirements for new and modified major sources in non-attainment areas. Amador County is in non-attainment for ozone standards. So we did have to create this rule to be able to meet the SIP requirements. We did receive, after we submitted it, we received a notice from EPA saying that we got a limited approval, limited disapproval. We submitted the disapproval because we submitted our rule in 2020. In 2021, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a decision not allowing interpercursor trading, IPT, in California. EPA got sued, and so they took that part out of their state implementation plan. When we submitted our Rule 400, we still had interpercursor trading in there, so that's why the limited disapproval came in. We had to make the corrections to it, and so at our next meeting, I will bring it back for final approval so we could resubmit it. Annual invoicing and permits to operate renewals for the Air District have been complete, so every year I send out invoices, I calculate throughputs from our sources, and I send out invoices for their emissions and their permit renewals. We have a total of 120 active sources for the Air District. We had one Title V, which was Ampine, and we have two synthetic miners, which are US Mine and SGI. For the fiscal year, we have brought in roughly about $107,289 for revenue. That number might go down. That number will go down next year because of Ampine. Ampine was our biggest source that brought in a big chunk of our money. So that will probably go down about $25,000.
Well, you have Ampine going down, but you have Vulcan Materials Company, which is going to start going full bore.
Okay. So then, you know, it might balance out, but we will see that hit. For the Green Vehicle Police Incentive Program status, the vehicles have taken a lot longer to come in. The chips to be able to put into these hybrid cars have not been easily available. So currently the city of Ione is waiting for theirs. It's been ordered and they're waiting. Each couple of months they'll get an email saying that it's getting built within the next couple of weeks. Jackson, I heard word on the street is that their vehicle has been delivered, and they're just waiting to get it outfitted. Then, unfortunately, the city of Sutter Creek got notice from their dealer that they're not going to be able to complete their order because of the scarcity of parts. So,
at all?
At all. Yeah.
I heard delay. Uh-oh.
No. Okay. Jim emailed me, and he's like, they canceled their order.
Was that again?
The Sonora dealership, Sonora Ford, canceled the order for the City of Sutter Creek fire or police car because they were going to get a hybrid and they weren't able to get the parts for the hybrid, so they canceled the order. So Jim is working on being able to see if he can find another dealership that will be able to provide them the vehicle. And the last is our financials. If you guys have any questions, I'm here to answer.
Yeah, I did have one on. I just, for clarification, I didn't quite understand it.
Yes,
under
sir. Expenses
by vendors for ACES.
Mm-hmm.
All of the bins are usually $1,300 to $1,500, and I see the neighborhood bin for Woodland Road was $2,400.
Yes, so the neighborhood bins, they get swapped out as many times. They get it for 2 weeks, and they swap it out every single time that it gets full. The Woodland Road Association swaps theirs out every single day. They fill it up every single day, and they swap it out. So theirs is my most expensive bin because they do utilize it. The other one that came close to it was we did a Sherwood Drive one, and that one got swapped out every single day, except his was only, we only gave it to him for a week.
And well, the Woodland Road area, everybody up in there is very concerned with
yes.
fire, and they,
oh,
they load that.
They do, and they take so much ownership of it, and they'll put together cleanup days in their community to be able to utilize it. I mean, they go full board when they have the bin, so
okay.
They do utilize it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There's
okay.
one little old lady up there that bangs the drum all the time about it. That happens to be my mom.
Oh, very nice. Uh-huh. I like moms.
You like moms.
Clearer by the moment.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you, Herman.
That's all I have.
Okay. Oh, does Brian have
Yeah, I just saw all the pants. Is that like when you go out on control burns or something?
So that money we use, we got PPE equipment. We get a grant from the state for prescribed fires to go out and monitor them. So when Cal Fire, the U.S. Forest Service, anybody that's doing a prescribed fire that submits a smoke management plan, the state will pay the air district to go out and monitor those fires. And so Cal Fire suggested that we get PPE equipment so that when we're on site, we could go into the fire with them to see what it does. So the state, the money that was used to buy the pants and all our other equipment was from that grant.
Okay, well, thank you.
Not just pants, the boots, too.
Yep, we got boots, we got jackets, we got the whole deal.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Any other questions on this? Okay, thanks, Herminia.
You're welcome.
You have anything else?
That's it.
And no correspondence, no correspondence today? Okay, with that, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much.
All right, well done.